Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning.
Welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another beautiful weekend of mortgage talk, the thing that you all dreamed of when you were 4, 5, and 6 playing with your toys. You said, someday I'm going to wake up on a Saturday morning and get to hear mortgage talk on 105.3 The Fan.
What a
dream come true for me.
What a rough childhood. Nah, oh man, that's a really
Yeah, can you imagine if that
childhood.
Was your dream? Yeah.
That's
Well, that's who our listeners are. So anyway, we are here talking about the world at large. And, you know, we are kind of the canary in the coal mine, the mortgage world. It was in 2008 anyway. And then I was letting people know just back in January anyway of some of the things that are coming. A lot of interesting things coming to our world of finances. And the mortgage world is one of them that is currently in limbo. If you've been paying attention, mortgage rates increased between January and the end of June. And we all know the Federal Reserve raised rates recently, and we all want to know, what does this mean for you and your neighbor's house and the value, your equity in your home, and if you're trying to buy a home and your friend who's a realtor, and how do we help everyone understand what's going on in the mortgage world? That's what this show is about. I'm Kevin Miller. I'm the owner and the CEO of TexasLending.com. We've been around for 21 years incorporated and 24 years advertising here in Dallas-Fort Worth. We're here to share with you how to get that home loan done in a great way, not just Dallas-Fort Worth, but all over Texas. We want to help you all over the state of Texas, and we also do loans outside of Texas as well. But for you at home, how do you buy that home this summer? Well, if you text us at 972-387-4600, we can get you on the right track. If you want to get equity out of your home, same number, 972-387-4600. That's your text line. Mortgage rates came down this week. When I say they came down, that means they didn't go up. And so how much? Because what I mean by that is there used to be what they call in the mortgage world a secondary market for mortgages. By the way, these people laughing in the background not my they are paid laughers. No, they are not. They are.
Wait till you get my.
They are my friends. One is Tress Collins. Hi, Tress.
Hey, Kevin.
How was your week?
It was long. It was a little challenging, but I made it.
You made it here.
I made it.
This is the pinnacle of the week right here.
The pinnacle, yes.
And then any plans for the 4th of July weekend?
Today, going out to East Texas, still looking for a home to move into, and then hopefully tomorrow on Monday, doing nothing. That would be great. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I have a question for you. You have words on your shirt. I don't think I've ever seen you wear a shirt that doesn't have words on it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. The Brother Junipers in Memphis, Tennessee. That is so weird because I'm going to Memphis, Tennessee on Monday.
Eat here.
Oh, my gosh.
Brother Junipers?
Oh, man.
Text that to me so I remember it.
I
it
will.
Is amazing.
It's
you
a
will be
breakfast brunch place over by the University of Mississippi, and their breakfast is amazing.
Well,
she liked the food so good she bought a T-shirt.
Just well, so I can remember the name.
Tress's boyfriend, Jeff, is
Thank
here.
Thank you. Thank you. That's me.
That's Jeff Collins. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for getting around to introducing me. That's very kind of you.
Yes. Jeff has a face for radio, and he's here with us today sharing that with us all. And
wow. Man, we are just off to a shining start, aren't we? Yeah, I like it.
The guy buys me coffee, and I do nothing but give him insults like this.
That's okay.
I appreciate the coffee.
You're more than welcome. Actually, Tress bought it. I told her not to.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't take back my insult, then.
Yeah.
All right. So what are you doing on your 4th of July weekend? Because I'm sure Tress is doing something with one of her other boyfriends.
Right. Thank you. I'm probably just going to...
Yeah, I've got a lineup waiting.
Kick back on the couch in my underwear with my feet kicked
up. Oh, no,
up,
no, stop. Just,
what? I'm sorry.
7-second delay. Block it.
What are you talking
that
about?
That is something that people cannot get out of their head now.
What?
You sitting on the underwear.
But they don't know. I mean,
sitting on your couch with your underwear.
They've never done it before. Okay. Come on now.
Okay.
Actually, whatever she wants to do, I'm game. I mean, we're going to look at some properties today. We've got some scheduled appointments in Palestine and in the Lufkin area, and we're going to go driving around in the East Texas predominantly as far as the area is concerned. So we're excited about what that
is. So you're
has
driving closer towards the sun then, if you're going to Palestine than Lufkin.
Right, but it's really shaded out there.
There's lots of trees.
Yeah, it's got a lot of trees.
There are trees in Lufkin, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
So
well, good luck
we're excited
you.
About the process. It's fun. It's fun, to say the least.
Well, we are here to share with you about your home loan. We want your text today. If you want to know if you can buy a home, how much home you can afford, it's real simple. You tell us what your current income is yearly. That's all you need to say. I make this much per year. And then let us know your credit score and your down payment. We'll tell you about how much home you might be able to afford right now. The housing world is changing. There are still cash offers. We'll talk about that in a little bit. People are still offering cash, but there's not as many people offering over the asking price right now. And so it's because over the next 3 months here, I would think you're going to have more of a buyer's market. So now is the time to get approved. Now is the time to get pre-approved for free with TexasLending.com, a free pre-approval letter. We have a full underwrite of your mortgage loan prior to you going out shopping for a mortgage. So if you're going to go out shopping for a house, first of all, you need to go to TDT Realtors, TDTRealtors.com. And go to TDT Realtors, that's the Dean team, and make sure you go there to get your real estate done. And they will help you get on your way to buying that home. And we get all of our pre-approvals over there to the Dean team. So we work together very well, and they have people throughout Texas helping you. Make sure you get that done today. And then if you're trying to get that refinance, you also text us at 972-387-4600. Let us know your credit score. Let us know your home value. Let us know the amount you still owe in your home. And let us know your current rate. We'll tell you about how much cash you might be able to get out of your home. And if you tell us all that, we'll tell you about what kind of rate you might be able to get. People still taking a ton of cash out of their home. And we still have people clamoring to get mortgages done at TexasLending.com. We want to help you here today. And that's what we're here for. So, Tress.
Kevin.
We're going back to you. You look like you have something to say.
Well, you know, I do. We finally sold our home. We closed on it last night. And I just wanted to give a shout out to a gentleman named Vontrick Davidson. He was the notary they sent out to meet us at Starbucks so we could sign the papers for the closing of our home. I know he's listening this morning. He's a new listener, and he's looking to become a loan officer. And so we know he's listening to the show, and he was great.
Don't do
Thank
it.
Thank you, Vontrick.
Don't do it, Vontrick.
Dude, I just told him to.
There's two things I tell people not to do. One, don't get married. Two, don't become a loan officer.
And here you are.
And there's one more. Never start golfing. You just added 25 years to your life. You added 25 years to your life. This show is delivering. You came up this morning and said, I want something new. Give me a sign. And I just gave you three of them right
Kevin Miller.
No. It's a stressful job, but, you know, it's very rewarding helping people get in homes.
Yeah.
I remember when I, you know, first got in the business, I was helping people get in homes. And people were so happy when they bought their home, so happy when they paid off their debt, so happy when that reverse mortgage for people that got those loans never had to make principal interest payments anymore, and they felt they had a new lease on life. It gave them new beginnings. It gave them new opportunities. And so many of us feel stuck, and so many of us feel what's coming next. And sometimes it just starts with, you know what, I'm going to do something different. You know, I'm going to buy a house, and I'm going to start that new path. I'm going to wake up in my own home and look out the window and, you know, start creating new ideas, new dreams. And that's what we're here for at TexasLending.com. And I have Tress and Jeff here. Now, Jeff, your friend here, Tress, just was saying that Vondrick did a great job. Do you concur?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the guy was really good as far as being able to explain all the documentation and everything. And, of course, I encourage everybody to be able to make sure that if you're in the process of closing on a property, even though your notary is very well-versed on what the documents are that you're signing, you take the moment. Take the moment and the time to be able to actually read the documents, okay? Because there could be something there.
Now, there are 170 pages of documents when you close a mortgage loan.
Right.
Yeah. And that's why I think that they should always have the carpal tunnel disclosure as the first thing you sign, because by the time you're done, your wrists are aching and you have like mortgage signing wrist.
Or right.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
how can you read every page, Jeff?
Well, I've been in the business for a really long time anyway, so I kind of know what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a leg up on that. But the reality is that in this particular closing, Kevin, we did we accepted a cash offer on our home.
Mm-hmm.
So the closing documents weren't as many as if you were going
through. Oh, yes.
And we'll talk about
yes.
that in the second part of the show.
Second part of the show. Jeff has something called Mortgage Football coming up.
Yeah. Mortgage football.
This is Jeff's creation.
Yep.
I'm not stealing his thunder. We're going to wait. I don't even know what it's about yet. I said, nope. What is Mortgage Thunder? I said, you have to wait for the segment on Mortgage Thunder. So we'll
mortgage
wait for
football.
That.
Mortgage football.
Oh, is it? Or Mortgage Football.
Yeah.
I don't know where the thunder came from.
Because you're trying to steal my thunder.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, give me back the coffee thunder. I gave you, by the way. Here, give me that back.
Yes.
So, no, this is exciting. I mean, there's a lot of different moving parts going on when you're purchasing a home or when you're selling a home, and it can be nervous. You can be nervous. It can be nerve-wracking. I mean, my goodness. The nights that Tress and I just sort of stare at each other going, okay, are we doing the right thing?
Well, that should have been done before you got married.
Don't think it didn't happen.
I'm going to just sit over here in my little corner. I'm going to be in the fetal position for a little while. Y'all call me when you need me.
And that's why they call them shotgun weddings. Okay, so Tress, back to Tress. This is about Tress and Jeff. This is therapy weekend for Tress and Jeff. They just got their house sold. So we're all here to share. Now that you have your house sold, is some of the anxiety gone?
Some of it, yes, because while we were out looking for another home, the question is always, you know,
what if we don't get our house sold?
Right. Or what if we don't get what we're expecting to get? What if it's less money?
Now, I have a question.
We get in over our heads.
I have a big question. Your house, I've never been there. Mm-hmm. It's been known to have Christmas lights up inside the house all year long.
Yes.
How long has this been going on?
We do it every other year.
Oh, every other year.
Every other year.
We leave up our Christmas decorations on the inside of the home for the whole year, every other year. We've been doing that.
Decorations, including the tree.
No,
not the tree,
because
the tree.
We always buy a live tree.
Yeah, okay. So once a tree dies, that thing hits the road or the street corner. So.
Okay.
But the Christmas stockings stay on the mantle, and we have a bunch of Santas and snowmen and... It's all very cool.
Yeah.
Is that because you guys are someday dreaming of being on a mortgage show, or is that what your Christmas dream was? I don't understand. What is the impetus of the all-year Christmas?
It's so we like Christmas. It's just cool.
Right?
It's fun.
Okay.
And people enjoy it when they come into our home during the summer.
Okay,
and they
this is the big question.
Okay.
Because this is going to help some people. The person that bought your home.
Yeah.
Was this all year Christmas year when they came to your home?
As a matter of fact,
it was.
But we did package it all up before we started shopping.
Oh, you didn't trust in your... I thought maybe the Christmas things helped you sell your house.
It probably would have, But
you don't know now because
we don't know.
The fresh paint helped us sell our house. I mean, you know, paint's cheap, right? So just throw on a fresh coat of paint on the inside, on the outside, and everything. Come on in, take a look at our home. We're good to go.
Mm. So, I wanted to leave the Christmas stuff up.
You should
it was
take
an
idea
upon.
From new builders and bake fresh cookies. Mm-hmm. So that it smells like chocolate chips when you walk in the house.
Yeah.
And then
yes.
Put some candles there.
Actually, you know, when
and then Jeff sits on the couch in his underwear.
Thank you.
That is a dream right there.
Yes.
When you're trying to sell your house.
When
Come
I bought this house 14 years ago, when I first saw it, the sellers had classical music playing.
Yes, that too.
Yeah.
On all those things. Okay,
box.
So we're just trying to give people ideas of selling your house and then buying a home.
Right.
So anyway, the person got spared the Christmas. Okay, I'm just saying that I wish you would have let me know because if it sold well, homes are selling fast now either way. So
yeah. Ours did sell fast.
You might have got a false positive on the Christmas thing if it went fast. Yeah.
You know, are you anti-Christmas on this thing or
no?
What?
No.
What's the deal?
I'm trying to give people ideas of how to sell their house. I thought maybe the Christmas was the key. I don't know.
We
maybe everyone that's been selling your home for $70,000 over asking price had Christmas lights up, and now you guys blew it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably it, Kevin.
We're good.
That's probably it.
All right. Trent says we had to go to break. So what does that
football.
Mean? That means we got to go to break.
Mortgage football coming back in the second break. Stick around for this.
Now,
this
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is this high school football or professional football or University of Texas football with Manning? What is this?
Mortgage football coming back in the second break. Make sure you stick around.
All right. Jeff's not going to allow any ideas. We're going to come back after these messages on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. And we appreciate everyone listening to the show today. We want to share with you how to get a home loan with a company that you can trust right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. The market's about to change. The housing market's about to change. The mortgage is about to change. And I'm going to give you some ideas on that. Keep on listening to the show here. 972-387-4600. Send in your questions. Your comments are welcome. Even if you don't like anything Jeff has to say, you can still text us and let us know that. We like your feedback. And then
why and before, couldn't it? Hold on.
I say that in
Hold
advance.
On.
That's
why?
A disclaimer because mortgage football is starting.
Mortgage football is around the corner. What?
But we do have a question. Let's get to the question first because listeners are more important than mortgage football. Okay, go on.
So we have a listener who actually sent in two questions. So two parts. First question is, do you see rates going to the 7-8% range within the next year? The second question is, as a home seller, what's the difference of a buyer who finances versus an all-cash offer?
You know, this is an interesting question. Do I see rates going to 7-8%? It depends what the true motivations are of the people that are in charge of the money supply. And it depends what their motivations are. We don't know their motivations. Doesn't matter what is said. It's matter what is done, right? So, and so there's this thing that we want to keep inflation low. So we're going to raise interest rates. By raising rates, it slows down the flow of money. It's supposed to contain inflation. If that is truly the case, if inflation is contained, if the stock market continues to drop, if businesses lay a bunch of people off, rates are going down again. Okay, the Fed will stop here. My guess for everyone out there, but I'm not them, is they will raise rates here next time the Federal Reserve, the short-term rates, these are the overnight rates, the one-day rates, they will raise them again, and they will raise them one more time, and then they'll have to pause because there will be so much movement in the financial markets in a way that is considered negative. Some people will consider it positive because they've bet on that. Some people will consider it negative. But if it is considered negative for the overall economy, then there's a chance that rates will be coming back down sometime near the end of this year. We will wait. We have to wait and see. History says in the last 25 years that when we've seen a rise in mortgage rates that typically goes over a six-month period or so, we've seen this for the first 6 months of the year, then slowly things in the overall broader market outside the mortgage world start to slow down and the mortgage rates have tended to come back down. We've seen mortgage rates at a lower rate every three within a 3-year period every year since 1982. So in the last 40 years, within a 3-year period, we've always seen a lower rate at some lower mortgage rate. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying that that's what we've seen. That, but will rates go to 7 to 8? If inflation continues to rear its ugly head and your pension fund and your 401k doesn't want a 3 or 4% interest rate return on a, when inflation's at 10%. You at home don't want a 10%. You don't want a 3% return when inflation's at 10. So are you going to invest in a mortgage bond that's paying you 4%? That's what's going to determine whether rates are going to 7 or 8%. And so, because the Federal Reserve's out of it right now, they're not buying mortgage bonds. They've been buying mortgage bonds since 2008. Okay, since the financial crisis, they stopped now. That's why mortgage rates have gone up. Is the Federal Reserve have stopped buying mortgage bonds? That's what was driving the rates low. The thing that's going to get them back low is whether your 401k, your pension, your city, your state insurance companies who have a lot of cash start buying mortgage bonds at 4%. Then mortgage rates will go down. That's the determining factor. Okay, so what was the other one? As a home seller, what's the difference between a buyer who finances versus a buyer who's an all-cash offer? One gets a loan from a mortgage company and the other one brings cash. That is the difference.
That's a great answer.
It says... What's the difference of a buyer who finances versus all cash offer? And so that is the difference.
That is the difference.
But as a home seller?
Yeah.
The home seller, Jeff, what's the difference?
The home seller actually gets to choose between the two offers.
You had two offers on your house.
We had several offers on our house.
One was cash.
Well, no, we had more than just that. All right, so let me segue.
This is mortgage football. Yay.
Welcome to mortgage football. Okay.
This question has kicked off mortgage football. It kicked it through the end zone, so we're starting off on the 25.
Okay, so we know about the NFL, right? We know about Canadian football, college football, even the XFL and arena football. They all pretty much have their own set of rules as far as playing the game. But at the end of the day, there's a winner and there's a loser. And mortgage football... Yes,
sir. It depends on how you look at it. We're all winners as long as we have a positive attitude.
Okay, well, take your trophy and go okay. over there and sit down for okay. a second and let the Sorry. Adult talk. Okay, so welcome to mortgage football, where in this game, everybody wants to be able to be a winner. It makes sense. There's no issues here, all right? Now, imagine just for a moment, in this game, the rules are a little bit different. The seller, this is from the seller's perspective as far as the game is concerned. The seller starts the game by kicking the Buy my home football.
Wait, commercial break.
Oh, my.
Wait, there's always a commercial break, like, every minute and a half in a football game. So you have to...
At TexasLending.com. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, we're back. Back from the commercial break. Okay, go on.
This is going to be the longest story time I think we've ever encountered.
Well, you're running out of time. 5 minutes, maybe.
All right, I got this. As long as Kevin is a little bit on the quiet side, we'll be good to go. So, from the seller's perspective, he starts the game by basically kicking the Buy My Home football. And it's a beautiful kick, right? It goes all the way down to the 5-yard line where the buyer gets the ball. But unfortunately, there's a flag on the play. Anybody want to know what the flag on the play?
Football, I'm not really into that.
It's usually blocking below the waist or clipping.
Right. Now, on this particular one, no. It's offer not matching asking price. So the seller lines back up.
That's the penalty?
Yeah.
Who's the penalty on, the offense or the defense?
There's no offense and defense in mortgage football.
This is the worst game ever.
It's not. You have to stay with me, okay?
We're talking to sports people.
Okay, I'm telling you, it's a new type of playing football. This is mortgage football.
That is a football league that's not going to last.
Okay.
You already got the USFL and the NFL.
Oh, my God. This is okay.
Don't look at me, Kevin. This is his thing. Okay. No, I don't know.
So there's a flag on the play, all right? Offer not matching asking price. Boom. An offer comes in. They're like, yeah, we want to buy your home, but we're going to offer you, say, $30,000.
There's no offense or defense.
Kevin?
Who's the referee? Are you the referee?
Kevin.
Who threw the flag? Okay.
Listen, stop.
I'm so upset.
Just stop. Oh, my gosh. So the seller re-kicks the ball.
Are we being punked right now? Okay. Is everyone listening being punked? This is not real. Jeff.
The seller re-kicks the ball. This time, the ball goes into a small
This is a joke.
No, it's not. The ball goes into
this
a small
This is a new hand. League. It's a new
It's a new way of playing football.
Is this like live golf? Is this what's going on?
Time check, 3 minutes.
Seriously,
you have to shorten your story greatly, Jeff.
Yeah, because Kevin won't be quiet.
This is only a four-hour show, Jeff.
The ball this time lands into a small handful of buyers, all right? So the great thing about mortgage football is that the seller gets to pick who he wants to do business with as far as the buyer. What is the best option out there on the football field for the seller to take advantage of?
Okay, so that's okay. All you had to say from the beginning.
I am working on building a picture, okay? You know, I feel sorry for you.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say
really
this.
Do
I'm going to say this.
There's
everyone is confused
going on in your childhood to where you.
You don't have
let
to change the channel. We will get this under control. I promise you, everybody.
It's there. It's right there. Let me continue.
That's why you don't take LSD in the morning, everybody. That's why. Okay,
I'm going to start.
2 minutes. Better make it fast.
All right,
shorten
yeah.
your story.
So the seller picks the guy, real handsome-looking dude. It's awesome. I want you to run with the football. This happens to be known as a cash buyer. Okay, this is how this relates to the question that's being asked. Don't stop it. I don't want any questions.
Did you play?
Write down the questions, and we'll answer them later. At this point in time, I'm talking.
Did you play flag football when you were a kid?
I didn't play any football when I was a kid.
Did you play high school football?
Thanks for bringing that up. I didn't know. I was
no college football?
I was a golfer.
It's making sense. This is all making sense now.
The handheld LED.
This is all making sense. Okay, guys, so listen. Jeff wants to – I there was so much stuff going on there, all the penalties. I don't even know what we're doing.
Just skip to the end.
What was the end?
Skip to the end. You're running out of time.
Do you take cash buyer or do you take non-cash buyer? Is that the question?
There's no question.
The difference.
There's options. There's differences. In this particular game, the seller picked a cash buyer. It looks great. It sounds great. Even the realtor said, this is going to be great. Everything's moving forward. It's awesome. The seller's there. He's ready to be able to sell his home. So he's literally encouraging the buyer to be able, the cash buyer, to be able to make all these moves. So the cash buyer enters into what's known as the option period. Classic play. Everybody's going to do it. Except for when it comes to the end of the
option
period.
That's me sleeping, Jeff.
Do it quieter. So the actual cash buyer comes in at the end of the option period and says, boom, we're not going to offer as much as we promised.
So what you're saying is you have anger.
No.
Because someone offered cash and then dropped their offer?
That people need to be aware as to what happens with cash buyers.
Right. I apologize to all the listeners who cannot get the last 10 minutes of their life back. But we do want to help you with your mortgage loan. And now that was mortgage football, and you might have a concussion right now. And
only because you kept jumping in there.
Oh my goodness! So we are going to take a break because we have to recover.
We're finishing
now.
The
when
game.
We come back, we're going to go back to your normal mortgage.
No, we're
show.
Not.
We have a lot of questions that need to be answered.
And people
no,
are
don't.
Texting us.
No,
and
yes, they are.
No.
If anyone feels sorry for the rest of the listeners, text us and give us your moral support. 972-387-4600. That is the psychologist text line here, the mortgage psychologist text line. You can text us at 972-387-4600. When we come back, there is a mortgage show called the TexasLending.com mortgage show that we will be returning to.
Mortgage football.
And we appreciate everyone so far, and we will see you after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. We're back on the TexasLending.com mortgage show.
Where's inappropriate Uncle Bubba?
We've had an urgent text message to get inappropriate Uncle Bubba back on the show.
Yeah.
Because after the mortgage football event,
which was a success despite the interruptions from the fans.
So the
being you.
Department of Health and Human Services has contacted us and told us that one of the side effects of COVID is to make no sense for segment two of the mortgage show called Mortgage Football. And that was brought to you by Jeff Collins. So we're back on the we're going to get back to
you're so
we are
wrong.
Going to get back to mortgage talk. Tress has questions, we have answers. Tress.
We do. So somebody texted in saying all they said is they said hello, I'm potentially interested in refinancing.
See, getting us back on track. This is someone who just got right to the point, Jeff. Get it?
This I'm potentially is what it looks
there was
like.
Yeah. They were not buried in the bottom of a scrum. That no one knew who had the ball. Okay, I'm potentially interested in refinancing. So that's great. We appreciate your text. We have loan officers actually here right now. And as a matter of fact, whenever you call TexasHoney.com, you always have a live person that will answer your call. 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Always a live person will answer your call, including now. If you want to get that cash out of your home, if you want to start the home buying process, we really do have great staff here at TexasLending.com. Several dozen loan officers here to help you. We have a home purchase team that solely works on home purchases. They're focused on getting you pre-approved, getting your loan closed on time, working with your realtor. That is their focus when they wake up in the morning to the end of the day. Make sure you call our home purchase team for a purchase, and we have a refinance team, all at the same number, 972-387-4600 at TexasLending.com. Tress.
All right. Somebody asked a really good question. When looking to find a mortgage lender for refinancing, will I need to pay for another appraiser each time until I find the right lender?
Well, here's the deal is you don't need to pay. Some companies try to charge you money up front, okay, and they try to that way you don't go somewhere else. You don't pay any money to a mortgage company until you've already locked your loan in. Okay, at TexasLending.com, we have what I spent a fortune on, creating a proposal technology that ties directly into our mortgage software. We send you four proposals. You can work through each. We're all on one page. Proposal one, 15-year mortgage. Proposal two, 30-year mortgage. Proposal three, loan with no closing costs. Proposal four, loan with the best rate. You look at it and go, this is the one I like the most. You call your loan officer and say, well, what you do is you can just click on that, and it immediately goes into our software. Click the one you want. Now, if you say, I want something around this, I want a little bit less closing cost, but I like that rate. Can I get something? Those kind of things. And so the proposal technology, you don't pay any money. You say, this is the one I want. Our borrowers love it. This thing kicked off about 3 weeks ago. We've been working on it for a year, this proposal technology. And so this technology allows you, the consumer, you are in charge of deciding what loan and moving your closing costs around where you want them. It's real simple. It's a very simple process, and it goes directly into our software so your loan is kicked off. Once you decide this is what I want, we lock your loan, then you pay for an appraisal. You don't go paying for a bunch of appraisals. Now, if you want to go shopping for a mortgage, here's how you do it. You call three companies that you might otherwise trust, and you say, hey, at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, send me out, because that's when the rates are all fully out from all the different mortgage lenders around the country. By 10 in the morning, I want you to send me a loan at 5% with the closing costs associated with it. And that way, everyone's quoting you the same rate. You can say, who has what closing cost on the 30-year mortgage at 5%? Or maybe it's 5.5%, wherever the rates are at the time. Send me the mortgage quote at 5.5% with your closing cost. See, that way, when you say, get them all in at 10 in the morning, you can say everyone, because rates are moving throughout the day. You can see who's got that best deal. You can also see who's punctual at responding to your request. I want a rate at 5.5%. Send me your closing cost. Send me another one at 4.5% on a 15-year. Okay. Then you see who has the best deal. You call them back and you say, lock it in. Okay. Here's the other option. There's only two options. You got to keep the rate consistent and then show me your closing cost. Here's the other option. I want $3,000 in closing costs. Send me your best rate. You either have to keep the rate or the closing cost the same. You can't have both moving around. Lenders and mortgage loan officers will use that against you because you don't know what the cost of that rate is. So send me $3,000 in closing costs. Send me your best rate at 10 tomorrow morning. Send me that 5.5% rate with your best closing cost. Now we can do, we send you proposal technology. We send you both. We send, here's what this closing cost, and here this is with this rate, and here's this rate with, you know, with what, here's a rate without any closing cost. So TexasLending.com gives you the best options. Call us today at 972-387-4600. Tress.
All right. Somebody's wanting to do a new purchase. For $650,000, 20% down, they're self-employed, $100,000 per year in earnings, 725 credit score. They can put more money down but would rather not. They don't have any debt. Is this doable?
So here's the deal. $100,000 per year is $8,300 a month. So one-third of $8,300 a month is about $2,800. Let's just call it that. $2,800 a month is going to get you about a $350,000 loan. Okay? That's what that is conservative. That is a conservative $350,000, maybe $370,000 loan. Now, they want a $650,000 house. They have $130,000 down. That's a $520,000 loan. The question is, with their $8,300 of income, can they afford a $3,700 mortgage payment or something like this? Or this is what you got to get pre-approved for. So our loan officers need to work with you. We need to find out with your other debts, with your debt-to-income ratio, can you qualify for that home?
Well, they say they have no debt.
They have no debt. So we need to find. So here's the deal. Typically, one third of your income, so monthly income, $8,300. One third of that is what you conservatively qualify for. But if you don't have any other debt, you might qualify for more. That's why I said you need to call, and the loan officers need to see if it'll all go into the mortgage portal. That will be run through one of three systems: Fannie Mae system, Freddie Mac system, or Ginnie Mae system. Those systems, these are computer systems created by those entities: Ginnie Mae, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. All mortgage companies use these to get you pre-approved. The loan will go through there and tell you, and if you're in the mortgage world, I'm trying to simplify it for everybody. Obviously, it's more technical than that. We'll send it through there, and it'll say whether you can qualify or not with your income and your down payment. And so call our office, because our loan officers will do that for you, free. It's a free call. It's a free application, a free pre-approval, a free pre-approval letter. We will get you fully ready to go before you get a contract and a house, so you can feel secure that you're ready to go. Jeff, do you have anything to say or add to that? You look like your mortgage football. You look like depressed, like your team lost, like in a last-second field goal, which is part of football, by the way, field goals. There are kickers who kick them. There's offenses and defenses in my league. So, Jeff, anything you want to offer to this person?
I was just trying to remember what their original question was.
They just want to know if their home purchase is doable with the information presented.
We don't know. The answer is we don't know. So what they have to do is they have to call, because they're buying a little bit more home than their income otherwise can say. There's not an absolute yes answer with the income they're presenting. And the home amount that they're buying.
Okay.
That was my mortgage football, Jeff, but mine was more basketball. Okay?
You're all over the place, man.
I was a point guard dishing the ball to a center.
I was just trying to show you what it's like to be able to allow a person to talk without being interrupted.
Well, that's my job, Jeff.
Okay.
All right.
What do you got, Tress?
Jeff used to work for us. He used to be an employee. He's looking for a job.
Yeah.
And if you are hiring,
yeah,
you can text us right now at 972-387-4600. All right, Tress, what's up?
Somebody texted in saying, we just closed on Thursday with Texas Lending, and I wanted to give a shout out to Sheila and Zach for being so awesome. We were first time home buyers, and they answered the million questions we had, and Sheila called me every week to make sure I was doing okay. As you know, this is one of the most stressful things you can do in your life, and you guys made it easy. Thank you so much.
We appreciate your call.
Yeah.
Great job, Sheila and Zach. And a million questions is a lot of questions, by the way. So we appreciate Sheila for being so patient. And you know what? That's what we do. She's on the home purchase team.
Right.
Sheila has been here for several years, and she does purchases, and she does them well. And she's been in the business for quite a long time. So that is an experienced person. Call our office now and ask for Sheila if you're trying to buy a home. And then you're going to be on the right path to buying a house.
Yeah, we're about to have to go break.
We got to go to break. Get your text questions in, 972-387-4600. I just want to let Jeff know we love you, Jeff. Me and Tress. I don't know about anyone else, but we love you. And so we're here for your support, and we're here for supporting you if you're a listener to buy, refinance, get that cash out of your home. Go to TexasLending.com. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan. We're back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We've had all kinds of fun this hour. We just have this last segment. We have the last segment.
The lightning round.
We're trying to gather it all together. It is 4th of July weekend, and we hope everyone has a safe one. Be very safe. And also, because it's expensive to drive your car around and waste a lot of gas, and there's also fireworks on the 4th of July weekend, just be safe. What I'm trying to say is don't light your fireworks at the gas station. That's what I'm trying to say, Jeff. That's for you.
Yeah, dude. Don't even bring my name in this anymore.
Okay. All right.
I'm George. For the rest of the show, we'll be known as George.
Because you're going to be at the gas station. You're going to run out of gas, and you're going to go, I can't afford $5.50 for gas. Uh-huh. We are in Texas, so it might be $4.59. And then you might just decide to spend your weekend at the gas station instead of
with a car full of fireworks.
Yeah. So that's the dilemma of this whole world we're living in. We want to get back to mortgages.
That's your world, man.
Tress, How is your coffee, Tress?
I love my coffee. That's all I've been thinking about probably for the last half hour is how much I love my coffee.
I know. We went way off the rails. This is the 21st year of doing radio, and I got to say, this last half an hour has probably been the most off the rails. We don't know why. We're going to forget about it.
I do.
The good thing about the mortgage world is we do a lot of mortgages such that we have Loansheimers, and Loansheimers allows us to forget about the recent past and get on with the future. Tress,
Kevin,
what's the question?
We have another question. All right, here we go. First time home buyer, FICO credit score is 769. DTI, debt to income, is great as I do not have any debt. Started a new career as a diesel mechanic in January and projected to make $56,000 this year. Last 2 years, I reported $30,000 as self-employed. Can I qualify for a home loan or do I have to wait for 2 years of employment with my new job?
First of all, when I hear someone's a diesel mechanic, the first thing I think of, they're going to have a job forever.
Right.
I mean, does any kid these days that's playing video games, do you think any of them are going to grow up and be diesel mechanics? I don't know.
Well, maybe.
I think you have a job forever, and I think that is a very honorable job, helping people. Because anyway, I want to get back to this. So diesel mechanic. If you're on a W-2, you know they're probably. I don't know if they're making hourly. Does it say hourly?
I know. He said he's projected to make $56,000 this year.
$56,000. And so that is about $4,700 a month or something like this. You can probably afford $1,200. You'll probably afford about $1,600 a month on a mortgage. And so $1,600 a month on a mortgage is probably a $200,000 loan, $210,000. Conservative. I'm trying to be conservative for you out there. Your rates, your closing costs, your APRs are going to be different for everybody. But I'm trying to conservatively let you know you can probably afford about a $1,600 mortgage payment for approval. So we need to get you to one of our loan officers, and it's probably going to be a $200,000 to $210,000 mortgage, depending on what the taxes are in your neighborhood and all the other things that go with that. So as long as you're on a W-2, now if you're hourly, we're going to have to get some projections from your current employer to make sure that income's going to be stable for you, because we got to make sure you have a stable income to be able to afford the house. 972-387-4600. Go online to TexasSunny.com. Don't be shy, Jeff. Hi.
Hi.
How is it going over there?
I'm doing fine. What's our physical address in case somebody actually wanted to be able to come by the building and say hi?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and talk to
them. Do you have
your
resume for them?
Absolutely.
I'm good. Okay, good.
Yeah. No, I mean, seriously, people like to be able to see who they're doing business
4100
with.
Alpha Road.
Yeah.
Sweet. 300-75244.
Sweet.
All right.
Next question. Good morning. My wife and I have no debt and make a combined income of $180,000 and have $189,000 in equity. How can I qualify for a rental home? I guess in an investment property?
They have $189,000 in equity. I'm not quite sure if they have a house with equity or they have money in their bank. But they make $15,000 a month between the two of them. So I don't know what kind of mortgage payment they pay. But can I qualify for a rental home?
So maybe an investment property?
Do they want to buy a rental home? That is the question. So need a little bit more. You can send us a text now. And although if you can do it quick, we might be able to get to it during the show. 972-387-4600. Otherwise, if we get it in a few minutes after the show, then we'll just text you back and kind of get you going on a good path. Hey, Trust, is that the last question?
Yeah.
That is the last question of the show. We have just a few minutes left. Now, this is for Jeff Collins to redeem himself for making everyone – they had two choices, Trust. They could keep listening to the show with a smile on their face, with their coffee, sitting in their coffee cup as they're driving down the road, or they could look for the nearest bridge and driven off. Now, if you're one of those person who's driven off the bridge, you're probably no longer listening. So we're not talking to you. We're listening to the rest of the people who decided to continue to listen because they feel – they feel that you might have had something to say, Jeff.
Are we going back to mortgage football?
I don't know. We're going back to mortgage football.
I need you to be totally quiet. Hear me out.
Okay? I'll try to do this, folks.
No, you have got
if
to
the
be
show
able
runs
to do
out.
This. If you're just now joining us, welcome to TexasLending.com Mortgage Football, where from the perspective of the seller, you can make things happen. Here's what happens in the world of selling your property. People will want to buy that house, and they'll come to you with different types of offers. You get to choose what type of offers. You pick what person is it you want to be able to do business with? Cash buyers seem to be the big deal right now. People wanting to be able to buy your home for cash. It sounds good. It sounds great. People will jump in there. They'll go for it. Just be aware. I'm just sharing with you our
commercial
experience.
Break.
Stop.
Commercial break.
Stop.
Listen,
I got time.
I realize
time.
What kind of football this is. Is Charlie Brown trying to kick a football, and Lucy keeps pulling the football away.
Oh, my gosh.
Away.
You are Lucy. You're Lucy right now.
Because she knows that Charlie stunk at football.
It was an educational part of the show. We're about to actually experience education in the show.
You have 1 minute.
You will be quiet. Oh, my gosh. Just be aware. Listen, there's nothing wrong with dealing with cash buyers. That's great. But understand, cash buyers are in it for themselves as far as being able to get the biggest bang for their buck. Don't be surprised that if you enter into an agreement with a cash buyer as a seller, okay, that when the option period comes up, they are going to lower the amount of monies that they're actually willing to pay you.
You
for that
sound
property.
Angry, Jeff.
I'm simply making sure that people understand because they don't really get this. People don't really understand exactly what's going
you're
on.
You're wrapping up your anger propaganda.
I'm not.
Into a long diatribe.
I did all of that in that 30 seconds.
So listen, folks, listen. We will get him therapy. He's very upset that the offer he got on his home was less than what he originally got. That was the point of this last half an hour has saved Jeff $500 from having to go to his therapist. And it's at your expense. And
Actually, we did really well.
Go online to TexasLending.com and apply for your loan. There are better ways. Just get a mortgage with TexasLending.com, and we will send you on your merry way getting that home purchase or that home equity loan. For Tress Collins and Jeff Collins, who's looking for a job, I'm Kevin Miller. We'll see you next week in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Have a great 4th of July weekend. I want to 5-3 the fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.